This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the trade deadline passed a half hour ago, and the Twins have acquired right-handed reliever Trevor Richards from the Blue Jays for minor league infielder Jay Harry. Josh Staumont has been DFA'd to make room for Richards on the 26-man roster. Richards has a 4.64 ERA across 45 appearances this season. And that's not all the news coming out of the Twins organization, as Randy Dobnak has had his contract selected by Minnesota. He is 9-5 with a 3.61 ERA this year with St. Paul. Alex Kirilloff has been moved to the 60-day IL. Transferred there, he'd been dealing with that mild back strain. Randy has not pitched in a major league game since September 3rd of 2021. Welcome into the pregame lineup card. I'm Lexi Schweinert. Chris Atterbury and Glenn Perkins are on the call for game two against the Mets at Citi Field. It's going to be David Festa making his third start, fourth appearance for Minnesota. He's going to be playing in front of family and friends as he grew up in northern New Jersey and attended Seton Hall. He's 1-1 with an ERA north of 8. And he faces against the lefty Sean Manaea, 6-4 this season with a 3.74 ERA. Has some good numbers against Minnesota in his career. Over five starts, six total appearances, he's 5-1 with a 2.48 ERA. Before we chat more about today's matchup and all the craziness of today, let's rewind to the series opener last night. Byron Buxton got things started with an RBI single off lefty Jose Quintana in the first. Simeon Woods Richardson, who had been drafted by the Mets in the 2018 draft, navigated well until the fourth inning. Pete Alonso led off with a solo home run, and then things catapulted after that.
One ball, no strike. Swung on, bounced to the right side. Passed. A diving Willie Castro and into right field. One run will score. Mets go station to station. It's an RBI single for Frankie Lindor. It's a 4-1 Mets lead, and still nobody out here in the fourth inning.
It was paper cut after paper cut as the Mets piled on for a six-run fourth inning. Josh Staumont gave up five runs in the sixth as he only accounted for a third of an inning. Brock Stewart not much better as he gave up four runs in the seventh. It was 15-1 Mets. Rocco turned a position player to pitch as Matt Wallner tossed an inning and a third. Ryan Jeffers had a solo homer in the ninth, but that was barely enough to make a dent as the Mets won 15-2, the most amount of runs the Twins have given up this year. That is a look at our Twins rewind back to today. Again, David Festa facing southpaw Sean Manaea. For more on this matchup, let's send it to the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Here's Chris Atterbury and Glenn Perkins.
All right, thank you very much, Lexi. Lexi documenting the changes in the roster here today. Dobnak is here. Trevor Richards not yet here. Obviously, Josh Staumont DFA to the Twins, a little bit shorthanded here against the New York Mets. And Glenn, just an arching overview from a player's perspective. I know we sat down with Rocco today, and we're going to hear that conversation. This is a miserable day in a lot of respects for people in clubhouses. I know it's a great day for fans, but from a player's perspective, is it nice to have the deadline passed, no matter what transpired, so you can get back to focusing on who's in the room and going about the business of playing?
Yeah, it is. And it can be exciting and awkward at the same time, because the guys in the clubhouse, these guys have been battling together all season long. And so you know that, hey, there's guys in the clubhouse that want additions. They want to get this team better. But at the same time, on the other side of the coin, is then you're going to lose somebody that you've been with the whole year. And so that's where it gets a little awkward, is like, hey, we want to get better, which means that some guys that may not have a spot if they make a trade aren't good enough to be here. So you have to, like, you kind of tiptoe along a fine line. And I think it's just whether you feel like you're going to get traded or you want additions or whatever it may be, if you're a team that's selling and you're trying to get rid of guys, all of those different things can play a factor. But I think the consensus in the years that I went through trade deadlines was, like, let's just get this thing over with and move on. It was always refreshing taking the field on a night like tonight where the deadline is over. This is your group. This is who you're going to finish out the season with. Let's see if we can go get it done.
Yeah, definitely a lot of emotions there and so many moves right before that 5 p.m. Central deadline. But some good emotions for David Festa as he's making the start close to where he grew up, just his third start, fourth appearance. He's really had some trouble with giving up the long ball so far, and it's not just one of his pitches, as the home runs have come off all three of his pitches. How do you see him navigating this Mets lineup today?
Well, I think we talked about it after the game last night, Lexi, that Simeon Woods-Richardson, after he gave up that homer to Pete Alonso, tried to force the issue, tried to make his stuff better. And I think for David Festa, it's been all three pitches have gotten hit hard. He's got slugging percentages over 600 on the fastball, slider, and changeup. And he's going to pitch up with the four-seamer. I think as his career progresses, that'll be the pitch that he probably gets hit the hardest, just because he lives up in the zone with it. The other two, what I've seen from him so far, in a small sample size admittedly, has been elevated location with the off-speed stuff. Both the slider and changeup have just been too high up in the strike zone. So he's got to work on getting those down. The fastball, live upstairs with that. He's got good velocity, all of those things. He's got to get the off-speed stuff down in the zone. That's where he's going to get balls hit on the ground, weak contact, and they're not going to be able to hit those pitches out. So just work on locating a little better. And I've talked about it a little bit with him in the past. Every time he's made a jump, he's struggled. So hopefully we're getting past that. He's in the teens in innings now. So hopefully he'll be able to settle in a little bit. But I know he's going to be amped. He's going to have some family here tonight. Hopefully he'll be able to manage that and pitch a good ball game because the Twins need it.
Yeah, he's a pretty stoic guy, Lexi. But again, he went to Seton Hall Prep 20 miles from our hotel in Midtown Manhattan. And he's going to have to keep those emotions in check against a lineup that has posted the best record in baseball since June 3rd and also has scored the most runs in baseball, second most home runs in baseball since June 3rd. This is a Mets lineup, as we saw last night. Experience matters. They took advantage of the young pitchers on the mound, and then their veteran pitchers took advantage of young hitters in the Twins lineup, and that'll be something to watch tonight.
Yeah, for sure, and I do think he got a little bit of confidence under his belt with following the opener in his last start on July 24th, as he just gave up that one run on four hits to the Phillies over four and a third. Phillies, a very hot lineup, so facing them and at least having a decent outing in his last appearance, I think, will do a lot for his confidence. Thank you, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit DICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, Dobnak has landed in New York, like we just heard. What does he think the difference is in his stuff from 2021?
I think my stuff's better than it was when I first got called up back in 19. I finally found the sinker again, you know, adapting with all the finger issues I had going on. I have way better changeup than I used to. My slider's a lot better than it used to be as well. And I just feel like I'm more in control out there. And I have a lot more confidence, you know, swing and misses up this year with the new changeup, new slider. And then the ground ball rate's back as well with the new sinker and changeup. So keeping the ball on the ground and keeping away from the barrels is part of the game.
And we'll hear more on the changes that Randy has made for manager Rocco Baldelli next. Also, Chris chats with Mike Petriello in person in New York, and a storyline on the friendship between one Met and one Twin. Also, the series Against the Mets is sponsored by Republic Services, sustainable solutions to create a cleaner, safer, and healthier world. Well, sit tight. More Rocco next on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.